This is the SML Podcast.
What in the butt? I said, what in the butt? What in the butt? You want to do me in the butt? In my butt.
Speaking of what in the butt, I always forget that South Park came out this year.
The game, or?
The game, yeah.
I'm like, where?
Could have just said stick.
No, like the entire thing. I mean, they just, all 25 seasons of it.
It began.
1 year.
Yeah.
On that note, what's up, everyone? This is Joe.
I'm Chris.
This is episode...
What? You son of a bitch.
No, it is not your turn yet. Fuck it. We're not even going to introduce him now.
You son of a bitch.
Episode 80 of our fucking podcast.
80.
Just got ruined in the beginning by our fucking guest.
80.
Captain Blade Mode himself, Kyle Captain Gatto, is Blade here. Mode. Now you can introduce yourself, Dick.
Hello, I'm the Dick. I'm Kyle.
I am the Dick.
I am the Dick. So.
Dickmode.com.
Dickmode.com, yes. I wonder if there's a guy named Dick Mode out there.
Oh my God.
Probably.
Just Richard Mode.
Blade Mode. Dick.
There's a G Richard Mode on LinkedIn, and there's also on.
That didn't take long.
Yeah. Oh, well, there's this cool thing called Google.
Well, see, the funny thing is, shut your face.
Oh, you got served.
I did get served. Damn.
Harsh.
Yeah. So I know the past 2 weeks we were kind of prepared with like a list of news and shit, but.
This week?
My grandmother was sent to the hospital on Friday for falling and breaking her pelvis. So keeping track of video game news is the last thing on my mind this week. So
I got a message on Skype. Was it from Kyle?
Did I get a from Kyle. Record scratch?
Twitter.com/RichardMode. Richard Mode.
Oh my God.
Oh no, he's real. His most recent tweet, March 13th. Hi.
Kyle, is that yours?
No.
No, because this is like, he has tweets that go all the way back to like 2011.
Wow.
No, this is December 2010.
There's no way I could have planned all the presents like wrapped this.
First time in years before midnight. Merry Christmas to all my followers. Oh wait, no, it keeps going. Hold on.
February 2009. I'm getting ready to go dancing. Parentheses jiving. Learn a few new moves and then dance.
Oh my God. To send our apologies to Mr. Richard Mode. Although I also suggest that you legally change your name to Dick Mode.
I like the one, the 19th of December in 2010. At Pinoir, found you?
What?
Just nearly doubled my number of followers, so some good did come out of a frozen pipe.
Yeah, I saw that.
I don't understand.
Having gas fire installed today. Perfect weather for it.
Oh my goodness. God.
This is fantastic.
I wonder if there's like...
Jamie only has 37 tweets. Wait, hold on.
At Alan Carr, presumably an old set of teeth, not your current ones.
What?
I'm thinking of changing my Twitter name to Golf Bandit. Scored 10 under my handicap on Friday. However, just been cut by 3 shots. Just seen there's already a Golf Bandit. Have to think of alternative suggestions.
Kyle, I dare you. I dare you that when you share the podcast this week on Twitter,
you share it on his page.
You tag him in your tweet.
Please do it.
He Wait, will be so confused. Hold on,
this one might be my new favorite. The 9th of February in 2011. Knackered. That's with an exclamation point. Played a round of golf, then a singles tennis match against Tom, who's 44 years younger than me. Lost 1 and 3. Not too bad.
So, Dick Mode looks to be an old dude.
Just off my beekeeping course, week 6, doing swarms today.
What the fuck?
Beekeeping, 2 hives at the end of the garden, first inspection later today. What's going on the outside? Can't wait to see what's going on inside.
Oh, Jesus. My goodness.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, he's really worried about water pressure, too, because he tweets about water pressure and Millcrest Road.
Oh, honestly, I don't even know. I empathize with him. Water pressure is very serious.
Yeah. And I like that his picture is of him beekeeping. That's what that is. He's in a beekeeping suit.
We apologize in advance, Mr. Mode.
Well, no, now it's just after the fact. It is literally after the fact now.
We're not making fun of you, just the...
Mr. Mode.
Mr. Mode. That sounds so funny.
Oh, this was a much better start to the podcast than I could have ever imagined.
I wonder if there's a guy like Cameron Mode, so he'd be Cam Mode.
Cam Mode.
Cameron Mode.
No, like
Cameron
Cam Mode.
T Mode on Facebook.
Cameron T Mode.
Like Cam Mode.
Commode?
Yes.
Oh my God, you're right. Commode. This must be his Facebook. Oh my God, there's this picture. Oh my God. Kyle, what? You really let yourself go.
Oh God, I need to see that.
I can't turn the computer that much.
Beast Mode with Cameron Haynes.
Oh God.
Oh dear. Nice Hurley hat.
Video games.
Video games. Richard Mode .edu.
All right.
So what's up, Kyle?
So I hear we've all been playing Diablo.
Wow, we're going to talk Diablo at the beginning of a podcast?
How excited are you?
For later.
And it's not against Joe's will?
It's mm-hmm. It's not really against my will. It's only after like the first 38 minutes of you talking about it do I start getting annoyed. Because well, we
I
haven't
can understand get that, that deep into it, I think.
Oh, Chris can get that deep into it.
Oh, I know he can, but I don't think we're going
no,
to.
No, we're not going
more,
to.
The game is more than 2 years old now, and we've played practically every iteration of it between the three of us.
You realize he still finds a way to bring it up in like every podcast, right?
Well, the only reason why I do is because I play it so often that it's the majority of what I have to reference. So.
It's all I have in life.
So that's why.
So, Deburbler 3,
yeah,
Reaper of Souls came out.
Reaper of Souls.
Deburbler.
Not Reaper of Souls, Ultimate Evil Edition.
No, the icon for the game is Reaper of Souls.
You're Reaper of Souls.
So, it's Reaper of Souls.
So technically, it's Diablo 3, Reaper of Souls, bonus,
no, no,
full Ultimate game Edition. Included.
No, it's Ultimate Evil Edition, because Reaper of Souls is just the expansion.
Yeah, but if you look, it says, like, bonus... Full Diablo 3 game included.
You're a boner.
So it's boner. The ultimate medieval. Yeah, ultimate medieval. Ultimate medieval edition of Reaper of Souls, but it's still at its core.
Reaper of Sars.
Boner of Bone.
Richard of Mode.
So I. Since everyone else seems to get into the Diablo stuff first, I'm going to get my story out of the way. Yeah, I'm going before you on Diablo.
Go ahead. Because I don't
have
much to
say about that,
Chris.
What are you going to say? Fuck you. How about that?
I'm supportive.
Got the game yesterday at the Burstbury, where they somehow lost my pre-order.
GG, Best Buy.
I pre-ordered in-store, and the only pre-orders they had set aside were for the PS4. And I don't want to buy anything for the PS4 if I could get it elsewhere.
Because you have the worst fucking luck.
No, it's just a shitty system. So, just a poorly made system. But I prefer gaming on Xbox anyway. So I picked it up, got my discount, brought it home, exported my DeBurbler 3 character from 360, and I played. Beat the Skeleton King. Yeah, that's about it so far.
Yeah, I was about to ask, how far did you get on the first game?
Act 3.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, you probably
should. I have never beat the game. This is the third time I have bought the game.
It's such a short game.
But I'm not you.
Well, yeah.
Like, your life revolves around getting every character possible up to level 70.
I only have one more to go.
See?
And that means, like, so I have a 70 in everything in softcore, and then...
Seriously, stop saying softcore.
That's what it is.
No, it isn't.
But that is what it is.
Normal. It is normal.
No, it's softcore.
No, because... No, normal's a difficulty.
Yeah.
Then it's standard. Just saying softcore sounds gross.
It's because it is. You should play hardcore and be a man.
I have one normal character and one hardcore.
No.
Yeah.
Anywho. I only have one more hardcore character to level up to 70, and then I will have 70 of everything. And then my paragon on non-hardcore, there you go, is about 250. My paragon on hardcore is about like 80 something. So that's where I'm at.
You've put way too much time into that game.
I've got more to put into it.
So how are you doing, Kyle? How's your DeBurbler going?
It's okay. I'm more than halfway through Act 1. I started playing on normal, and then when I was playing with Jason from Forbes, we moved up to hard, and then we moved up to what's after hard? Is it extreme?
Expert,
yeah. So I just started playing on that, and I've died a few times, and it makes me feel sad inside.
You should play hardcore like a real man.
Shut the fuck up.
I considered it, but at the same time, I'm like, well, I don't know enough about the game mechanics right. or specific characters to do yeah. that.
Well, I mean, like, the best suggestion that I can give to people is play non-hardcore to learn the game, and then play hardcore to actually play the game.
Mm-hmm.
Because it will make it infinitely more intriguing in my eyes.
You know, until you somehow get caught in some shitty trap and you die, and then you're like, I'm never playing this game again.
Negative. The only way that would actually happen on console is if you're playing improperly. In my opinion. On PC, the reason why I was so hesitant into going over to hardcore is because you have problems with servers, because everything is based server-side. So you have to worry about latency. With consoles, you don't have to worry about that because you're playing offline. So
okay, or I was in the one dungeon, and this is my only death in the game so far,
uh-huh.
but I had full health, uh-huh. big swarm of enemies, went in, started fighting... One of them froze me, and then I got gangbanged by, I don't know, 14 enemies that just murdered me.
Everything in the game is telegraphable. Everything.
I haven't spent half my life playing Diablo.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. You learn the game in non-hardcore, and then when you're ready to actually play it, then move over to hardcore.
To me, just playing the game normally is playing the game.
See, to me, it's learning. But that's because I put a lot more into the game. Like, this is why I always talk about, like, Diablo is one of those games where you can get out of it what you want out of it. Like, if you want to just sit down and just, like, kill a bunch of shit and loot some stuff, you can do that. If you want to sit down and have, like, a really, like, hardcore, like, number-crunching, theory-crafty kind of game, you can do that as well. So, that's why I enjoy Diablo.
I could get a job and work with spreadsheets.
Well, I never said that I do spreadsheets. I have other people do them for me.
I was going to say, I'm going to think that you do.
I don't.
So, what else? Tales of Zillia 2 came out this week.
That is a thing that came out.
I got mine a day early on Monday. I had every intention in the world on doing an unboxing until shit just went to hell at home. And I went to bed. And then I'm like, oh, well. Collector edition is nice, though.
I'll take your word for it.
Cool looking statue. Soundtrack came in a steelbook.
I barely played the first game, so I'm like, oh, there's a second game now.
So do you go back and get the first one and then play through that and then do the second one, or do you just go right to the second one?
Gee, whatever. I don't know how related it is, because I know with Tales of Symphonia and then the follow-up on the Wii, like, the story was linked, but it wasn't one of those things where you needed to play the first.
Got it. Essentially, they can give you a rundown at the beginning of the second one saying, like, here's what
happened. Or any important information will get filled in along the way.
Got it.
Yep.
Because RPGs.
Because RPGs.
There's so many.
There's so much crap coming out this fall. Oh, my God.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm really pumped for the new Borderlands.
The pre-sequel?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm really pumped about that. I actually started, like, watching, like, some videos of Gearbox, like, essentially, like, explaining, like, how every character works and just demoing them a little bit. And I'm like, I'm really pumped.
That is, like, so far down on my list right now.
Well,
and I love the Borderlands games, but there's just so much coming.
Giggy. Yeah, it's very low. It's very low on my list to enjoy. I just got Danganronpa the 2 for review, and I haven't even downloaded that. And I'm crying how much I have to do. And then PAX is in like a week and a half, and then I'm just crying.
Yeah. I'm slightly annoyed at myself that I don't have $15 for the new Humble Bundle that came out yesterday.
What's in it?
News.
There's a Humble Bundle. What's in it?
It's awesome. Like, it's
Incredible Adventures of Van Helsing, Deadlight, Galactic. The complete edition of Van Helsing, Galactic Civilizations 2 Ultimate Edition, Terraria, King of Fighters 13 Steam Edition, which is good. Crusader Kings 2 with 3 DLC packs, and Age of Empires Legacy Bundle,
which is
with more games coming.
Yeah. That seems like a very eclectic group of
games. It's awesome.
Games.
Yeah, I want the shit out of it, because I can get another fighting game for Steam for myself.
Which is good.
I always wanted to try Terraria. Deadlight looks cool. I really want the Age of Empires. Like, I wanted, because that was the only RTS that I ever actually played.
Mm-hmm.
So Legacy Edition. So it's what? It's like, it's 2 remastered and then 3, right? Is that what the bundle is? Any confirmation on that, Kyle? Yeah. Do you know?
Wait. What was your question? I'm sorry.
The Age of Empires. It's like, it's Age of Empires 2 HD Edition and then like Age of Empires 3. Is that what the Legacy thing is?
I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
Age of Empires Complete.
I'm almost positive that's what it is. But as long as you pay like $15, then you like unlocks the Age of Empires stuff for you.
Age of Empires Legacy, yeah. Age of Empires 2 HD, 2 HD The Forgotten, and 3 Complete.
Yeah. But
it's normally $55. You can get it for $15 through the Humble Bundle.
Yeah, plus all the other stuff. Yeah,
and plus future games that are to be announced.
Right. Which you're gonna get even more down the road.
Yeah. So for $15, you're freaking set.
Yeah. Forever. Yeah. I want the fuck out of that. A lot. So that's actually like what's probably next on my radar. Bump up the Steam, bump up the volume, bump up the value on my Steam account.
About pump up the jams.
There was a recent
pump up the jam.
There was a recent Barkley Shut Up and Jam mashup that I was introduced to, and now I can't remember what it was. I think somebody did like an entire Meshuga album to it.
Oh my god.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Why?
Why not?
Like I
why not?
I don't know.
Cybrid Theory was a thing.
Cybrid Theory was indeed a thing. Yeah, one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
That indeed was a thing.
Yeah. So Meshuga and the Space Jam thing.
You can still ask why.
You can, but you don't. It doesn't require an answer.
True, but you can still ask you can why. Still ask. Why? Oh God! Fucking why?
Because.
Why not?
Why not? I'm trying to think. I honestly don't know of any news off the top of my head.
A handful of the news is Bungie has been ordered to give Marty O'Donnell his founder stock back.
Oh, yeah.
I mentioned this on Facebook last night because, of all things, the toxically poisonous community over on Destructoid found a way to turn that story into attacking and blaming Microsoft.
Wow.
Yeah.
How?
I
Sorry, run that one past me one more time.
Something like I guess when Microsoft owns you for so long, you just turn into pieces of shit. Or they just found a way to turn that into an attack on Microsoft.
That's weird.
I used to love Destructoid. I used to love that place.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time.
Now
I
it
actually,
is
like
the comments there are just gross.
Well, the ones on Kotaku aren't any better.
But they have a lot of pictures in there that are funny. Kotaku.
They do.
Kotacos. There's Atari is looking to reboot Alone in the Dark.
Alone in the Dark.
Yep.
Remind me what that is again.
Survival horror. Oh, for you, it's a nope game.
Oh, okay, never mind. Then I don't care.
Man, I haven't heard that name in forever.
Yeah. No idea.
The last Alone in the Dark game was stupid as balls, though.
Yeah, most of them were.
I would not know.
In oh poor Sony news, they are tangling with the mystery of the PS4 success and trying to understand why it's selling so well.
Wait,
like really?
Wait, what?
That's news?
What? That's a news headline? I don't know why we're selling systems.
Sony's,
anybody know?
Sony's Nobody? President admitted that he's a bit nervous about the success of the PS4, as it has already
nervous?
Sold 10 million units and
nervous.
Is trending stronger than last generation.
Nervous. Oh, shit. We may have to actually support our system.
He said, you need to understand why your products are selling well so you can plan for the future, right? It defied the conventional thinking. Even Sony knows that there's no reason it should be selling as well as it is.
Dude, like how do you, like as a business owner, how do you even essentially like come out and be like, I didn't think we were this good. Like, did you like, I'm not ready for this. Like, this isn't no.
I don't think they're serious. I think they're going back to old Sony where they were just assholes
dickheads.
About everything.
We're Sony, we're great.
It's selling so well, and we don't know why. Maybe we should bump the price up like we already did in Canada. Worldwide price hike, right? Huh, why not? If you really want it, you'll get a second job.
Oh my god.
Back in the PS3 days. So, yeah. Oh my god.
I'm ready.
Xbox 360 is getting a 500 gig hard drive.
You what?
Joe, listen, this is news for Joe, because Joe has like multiple hard drives for his Xboxes.
I do. I know. I had no doubts.
I never thought that with this setup you would peak the microphone.
I don't care. I'm so fucking happy.
But you did. And that's going to throw off the whole rest of the recording. I hope you're happy. So when you complain that you're too low, that's why.
Your face is too low. Well, then go back and cut that out.
No.
You know.
No.
But yeah, 500 gig hard drive. Doesn't have a release date yet, but it will cost $110.
That sounds about right.
Kind of expected, but...
Yep.
Oh my god, I can finally put more stuff on the hard drive.
Yeah, that's true, because you're always constantly like...
Constantly deleting shit.
I don't have space.
I have the 320 gig hard drive without any Rock Band stuff on it at all, because I have...
designated for that.
Yes, I have a separate hard drive for Rock Band and Guitar Hero DLC. And then I have three 32 gig memory sticks, two for random games, and then one solely for Kinect stuff. And then I have two more 32 gig memory sticks that I use specifically for Rock Band custom playing.
Oh, that's right.
So that I don't have to fuck around with that extra hard drive.
Yep.
Put a hard drive in just so I could play Rock Band custom stuff. And
I need to get myself a one of those copies of Rock Band so I can start playing Rock Band again. Do some of the customs and shit.
Yeah, I miss playing Rock Band though.
I do too. Well, now that I have a Roland V kit, like I want to hook that up to it. With the MIDI, you know?
Kyle, have you done any of the Rock Band customs stuff?
I have never dabbled, unfortunately.
Oh, my God.
You would be very, very pleased with some of the stuff.
I know I would. I'm just lazy.
I'm just lazy. Well, you know, acceptance is a step.
Yeah.
So looks like Sucker Punch got hit with some layoffs, which is sad news to hear.
Always sad news.
Layoffs are never happy.
No.
Nobody's excited about layoffs.
Unless you hate your job.
Even still, I can't say that most people are actually like...
If you hate your job and get laid off, you get unemployment.
Well, yeah, I guess.
And then you don't have to go to that shitty job that you hate.
As long as you were there for, what, like 18 weeks? Who knows? Something like that. Yeah, something like that.
I'm like trying to find news. You guys could fill in the gaps here. I told you I couldn't prepare this week. I couldn't prepare.
That's perfectly fine.
How do you guys feel about PT?
Oh my god, that game was so cool.
I don't do survival horror.
I know you don't.
We actually put that on Twitch last week after we recorded the show.
And I ignored the TV the entire time.
Jordan and I sat here watching and getting some nice scares here and there when the ghost would just randomly pop up.
Yeah.
Like walking down the hallway. It's just like, hey, what's up? Runs by you. But
well, I got to admit, I think it's pretty awesome that Kojima and Del Toro are working together.
Yeah.
Like, who would have thought? But at the same time, it's kind of really perfect together.
Yeah. But
I understand the severity of the situation. And how ridiculous that game is going to come out. And I'll have an appreciation for it. However, I will not play it. Jordan, I may make play it.
As you sit in the corner crying and not watching?
Yes.
Just like you did last week, you just looked at the ground the entire time?
I played on my phone. Exactly what I did. What'll end up happening is, and this actually ties into Kyle, you know, I sent you that message yesterday. Some of the video content that I want to do is I want to make Jordan play games. And that'll be like, I don't want to say dummy run-esque because she's not a dummy, but
everyone's the dummy all the time.
Because we'll do some of that stuff.
Oh my God, you are shaking the hell out of this couch.
And then I'll obviously like I would like to do reviews again, but I'm pretty stupid when it comes to actually like typing my ideas out.
It happens.
So I'd rather just speak them.
Yes.
Make my bullet points and then essentially touch upon them as I go.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm much more of a visual and audio kind of guy, so that's what I want to do.
Speaking of visual, you joining Tim with his Metal Gear thing.
His Metal Gear cast.
He's now done it 2 weeks in a row, which...
Mm-hmm. 2 weeks in a row.
Is impressive.
Very proud of him.
This week, he could not recover his save file because he didn't pay attention to what he was saving. So we had to start over again.
Oh, wait. Tim's part of the show. Let's let him talk about it.
He isn't.
Oh, yeah. Never mind.
nice.
But, so we had to start from the beginning again. And then I finally convinced him. I'm like, please use a walkthrough to at least get through to where you were before. And he did. And I believe we're actually somewhere close to the end. We actually got to the end boss, but he didn't stock up on any of his supplies, so he died rather quickly. Because you need like a bajillion fucking rations to do that final.
Yeah, if you're bad at the game.
You have to plant like a bajillion C4 on the guy's legs.
Or not suck.
No, you have to.
Or he cannot.
There's
suck.
A pattern as well. So you have to do it like, because it's like you plant an explosive on one of the legs of the Metal Gear.
Mm-hmm.
So like when you find this one dude, it's like, oh, you have to do it in the pattern of like left, left, right, left, right, left, right, right, left, left, right, left, left, right, right. And then I forgot the rest. You're like, what? Like,
Jesus. Good times.
Yeah. So,
old days of gaming.
Yeah, dude, I'm going to tell you as far as like my take on this game, it's actually one of the more complex games I've played, period. Like just up until this point, there's so much going on with it where it's kind of like, you know, the maps are relatively big, multi-tiered. And there's a lot of points in the game where it's like, you know, you're in one section, you're doing all this shit, you're in one building, like, you know, maybe like three or four floors, bunch of rooms, all that shit. And then you cross over and then you go into another building and then you find something in that building that makes you have to go all the way back to find another portion in the first building and then go all the way back to that part. And then it's really, really ridiculous.
Like, it's just showing you that Kojima is a genius. People say Kojima has a God complex, but God actually has a Kojima complex.
Dude, I tell you what, man, like that game blows my fucking mind. Like I never played or even like gave any of the Metal Gear games a chance. And that's actually why I've been trying to sit in with a lot of the stuff that Tim's been doing.
I was excited when he called me and he was like, hey, do you want to be a part of it on Monday? I'm like, well, it really depends. Like, my grandmother's in the hospital. I have to go see her on Monday. He's like, well, we could always, you know, drive down, do it at your place. I'm like, yeah, that would work great. Just give me a call. Let me know. Let's do it. He's like, yeah, man, I'll call you tomorrow. And then never heard from him.
Yeah.
And then Randall's like, hey, I'm watching them on Twitch. You should join.
Yeah, he's just been doing it up at my place on Mondays just because it's near where he needs to be for like work on Tuesdays. Yeah. So he just essentially just crashes on the couch and then just goes and does whatever. So
yeah, I'm hoping he'll come do the podcast once or twice more before he moves. If he moves.
He said that he wanted to, so he said he already like pretty much almost signed a lease for the place that he's going to be going into in Chicago.
But wasn't he like already had plans to move to Jersey and then it just never happened?
Well, the funny thing is he was supposed to go there with another friend of ours.
Yeah.
Wait. Tim is moving to Chicago?
Yeah.
Oh. How about that? He'll be like 20 minutes from me.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
And you'll never see him.
Yeah.
And I'll never see him.
He'll just randomly show up at your house one day. You won't know how he got your address.
He'll be sleeping on your couch.
He'll just walk in and be like, oh, hey, man, what's going on?
Hey.
It's cracking.
Because I know he's not that good with knocking.
What are you doing? Sorry. My brain is melting. I think it's just my headphone is just like readjusting and it's like really loud in my head.
I don't know.
Yeah, that could be it.
All I know is the cord was stuck over here, so I just moved it here.
Yeah, that's fine.
Cords! Video games.
Stuff.
So another bit of video game news is it looks like Ubisoft is just about ready to give up on the Wii U.
Surprise.
What? Yeah. I was just going to say, surprise.
They said Watch Dogs is still coming.
Is it?
Yes.
I would play Watch Dogs on my Wii U.
And it will be the final M-rated release from Ubisoft on the Wii U.
Okay, well, that doesn't mean they're giving up. That just means they're targeting different markets for the console.
But yeah. Like, they're not even giving Assassin's Creed to the Wii U.
Because it probably sells like shit on the Wii U.
They said it sells like shit on the Wii U, but...
There you go!
But don't fear, Wii U fans. You will get your Just Dance games on schedule.
Yay. Yeah,
that means so if they're not going to do M-rated games on the Wii U anymore, that just means they're going to have to do targeted development for the console,
or
just not do anything,
or they won't do anything. Yeah.
What?
We'll still see Just Dance. We'll still see Rayman on there, but aside from that, probably not a whole lot else.
Fucking hell, Potato.
Yeah.
You little dickhead. Potato jumping up on the TV stand. I walked in the other day. She was sleeping on top of the PS4.
That's probably why.
No, you know why she's sleeping on there? Because cats love laying on warm things.
It's true.
I know.
It's very true.
Now, if she was sleeping on top of the Xbox One and that caused problems, I can understand because Xbox One is vented with a giant ass grill on the top. And now it's deciding to watch MTV for some reason because it heard me.
Xbox,
you said
MTV.
The X word.
Yes, I did. But there's no grill on top of the X-word. PS4. So a cat laying on top of it is just out of the comfort of the warmth of the system.
Truth.
Because it doesn't have any actual ventilation on it.
I wonder if you just took all of the parts of a PlayStation 4 and put it in a larger box yourself, if it would run better.
It might.
Like, just put, like, an extra fan on the, like, you know what I mean?
Just dip it right in water. Just put it right in there.
That'll cool it off, right?
Yeah, that would definitely cool.
They're always talking about, like, water cooling and shit like that, right? Like,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I'm...
Just submerge it. It's fine.
It's
totally okay.
Yeah. That'll work.
I'm not knocking this one. This one so far has seemed to be working okay. So I don't want to jinx anything, but
so
I don't know.
This one, you know, it's but
this one's doing okay. Doing okay.
Don't jinx it. Nobody wants to, we don't want to see you jinx it.
It's doing okay. You're okay, buddy.
It's staring at you right now.
Don't fucking look at me like that. So, Xbox One got a Reddit app.
I saw that.
Yeah.
So just now you could use Reddit on your TV more.
It was fun, like, going through and looking at stupid pictures on there.
Looked at the achievements for it?
Are there achievements?
There's achievements?
There are achievements for that Reddit app. They're awful.
No, I did not... See,
I would like to see these achievements.
Well, let's fire up the Reddit app, the bone controller, and go see
the bone.
Dash bone.
The bone. The bone.
The bone. Achievements.
Kyle Gatto, are you going to MAGFest 8.5?
What? 8.5?
Yeah.
No, unfortunately, I will not be able to make 8.5.
You son of a quick question. When were you going to tell me, since you're in my fucking room?
Now?
That's a terrible time to tell him.
That's a terrible time.
I'm sorry. I hate being a piece of shit, but terrible time.
I don't think I'll have enough money to make 8.5, especially after PAX.
Richard Gatto.
Dickmode.com.
Richard Gatto.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Well, now I have a very short amount of time to find a replacement for you.
I'm sorry, man.
It's awkward. This is awkward.
Awkward.
This is really awkward. I didn't know that you were supposed to be in our room.
Yeah, you did.
Did I?
Yeah.
I don't remember. Dude, that was like months ago. I can't remember what I did last week.
Yeah, the two of us, him, and then Pappy.
Oh.
Who wanted to be a surprise, but I just said his name. Yeah. So
that's cool, though.
Zach knows he'll be there.
Yay, Pappy. Well, that's exciting. So we have to
fuck.
Yeah, I'm going to have a hard enough time going, too.
Yeah, I know you were going to be an issue financially. And
yeah. Oh, I'm going. I will be there.
Yeah. Because, like, we have MAGFest immediately followed by a trip to Tennessee to see my sister's wedding. So, like, I can't afford to cover for anyone.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and you guys are renting a car.
God damn it.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's costing us $400 right there. Fuck. God damn it, Kyle.
Sorry.
Start asking around. Find someone to replace you.
Do it. Do it.
I'm going to be helping out slightly in the jam space. Because, Chris Rye something sent me a message. I guess he's the one that's actually like taking care of jam space for 8.5. He sent me a message and he was just kind of like, hey, I met you for a little bit at the past MAGFest and you seemed really cool. It seems like you know what you're doing when it comes to like musical equipment and stuff. Would you be able to help out in jam space? I'm like, well, I guess I'll do it for a little while, but don't expect me to cover it for like the entire weekend because I want to like hang out with my friends and do shit. So, but if you need someone to cover for a couple hours, I can do that for you. So apparently I'm going to be helping out at MAGFest 8.5.
Yeah, that's cool at least.
For a little bit.
Oh my God, how the hell am I going to find someone else?
Baby.
What were you
looking for? Oh, the achievements for the Reddit app.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you on your Xbox for again? I mean, turn around.
There's view over 1,000 posts. Lurk on Reddit X for over an hour without being logged into Reddit. upvote 10 posts by bringing its karma from 0 to 1. So pretty much be firsties. And then be second Z's by downvoting it from 1 to 0.
Wow.
Upvote 500 comments. Downvote 500 comments. Browse for 100 hours.
100 hours?
Comment on over 100 posts. And then there's got to be a subreddit that unlocks this, and it's named Futurama Fry. So.
Huh.
God, I can't believe you're not going to MAGFest.
I'm going to MAGFest, just not 8.5.
I'm going to MAGFest, just not the one I agreed to share a room with.
I'm sorry.
And not tell you until we're watching, you're talking on our podcast. God damn it, Kyle.
I'm sorry. I literally just found a room for PAX yesterday.
What?
I don't
What are you doing?
I don't know what my life. I haven't even bought my flight for PAX. I'm like struggling and crying at life.
You're
right
on
now.
New. You don't want to be on new.
Why?
New's terrible.
Yeah, I know. I'm just looking at shit.
The door is alarmed.
Sorry, man. Didn't mean to scare you.
I guess this is the browsing Reddit on the TV cast now.
This is me trying to cope with the fact that one quarter of our room is now out with zero notice before hearing it on the show.
Poop.
So I'm going to have to look for a new fourth.
So out of the three people that listen to the podcast, if you're going to 8.5 and you don't have reservations to a room yet, let us know.
Stop shaking the couch. I might be able to talk to Ian. I don't know if he got a room yet.
Jesus?
For this, you can always hit up Facebook groups.
No, I don't like dealing with strangers.
We don't like randos.
I had a rando who needed a ride, and he turned into like super pervo creep who just made everybody in the car uncomfortable. And then there was another time with someone I didn't know because the first time was Derek. But Derek wasn't bad.
Yeah,
I wonder if cool. Derek's going.
I don't know. Yeah, he didn't seem that bad. He was fine with me. He was what, in like Harrisburg or something like that?
Allentown.
Yeah.
Because he's living every
son of a bitch, Kyle.
Sorry.
Kyle, you son of a bitch.
Kyle, just kill a hooker and steal our money and come to 8.5.
Or go to MAGFest instead of shitty ass PAX.
You're just mad because you can't go.
No, I really don't want
to
go to PAX.
Honestly, after I've been to PAX and I've been to MAGFest, I enjoy MAGFest way more.
Like, I have always had zero interest in PAX because I don't want to be around 30,000 other people.
Well, I don't mind PAX.
That is true. I mostly kind of stick to certain circles, so
I don't mind PAX. However, if I had to choose, then obviously I would pick MAGFest. That's just me. If I had the opportunity to go to both, then yeah, fuck it, I'm going to both. But like MAGFest, bro. All the way.
Yes.
All the way.
You suck, Kyle.
You know.
No, you don't know. You're a penis.
You're a penis.
You're a.
Don't worry. I know that I suck. I promise.
You're a penis.
You're such an asshole.
Wait, if he's on that room, can you still remove him from it or no? Because we all have to check in at the same time. Like we have to.
Well,
present
we don't have
our,
to check in at the same.
Well, no,
time.
But we have to present our IDs.
Well, I could just say that we had a change in personnel.
In personnel. Got it. In personnel.
Oh man. So speaking of Metal Gear, as you guys were talking earlier, did you hear about the fan remake that got shut down?
Fan remake that got shut down.
Yeah. The original Metal Gear, not Metal Gear Solid. A fan group was going to remake it with David Hayter even being on board to voice it because they originally got approval from Konami.
Okay.
And then Konami was like, well, there was some like, I don't know if it was like an internal miscommunication where they couldn't agree on whether or not that they were going to allow it, so they just decided not to.
That's weird.
So after they approved it, they were like, no, change our mind. LOL.
It looked pretty cool. I just watched the video.
I didn't look at it.
GTFO.
It's like a moving comic book. Did you see the motion comic that was put out for Watchmen? It looked kind of like that.
Oh. Yeah, those are neat. Those are cool. I'm down with those.
Yeah. A little bit more stylized with the black line art, but yeah, it it's not happening anymore, but it would have been cool.
Yeah.
Looks like it's going to be, oh wait, never mind. Not going to be awesome anymore because it's not going to happen. Sons of a bitch.
So, Kyle, since you are the PS4 boy on the show, Did you get Garden Warfare yet?
No. You I have not played Garden Warfare.
You motherfucker.
I know. Don't worry. I know.
Don't worry. Is that that's the quote of the day? Don't worry. I know.
Your group finally gets easily one of the best games of the new gen so far. And you're like, nah.
Yeah, I've heard like many differing opinions about it. It's like, oh yeah, it's great. Oh yeah, it sucks.
From what I gathered, it looks pretty much like Dungeon Defenders. And Dungeon Defenders was the shit.
Well, it depends on the mode you play. You could just play kill each other mode. But I can almost guarantee the people who say that it looks stupid and it sucks
are the ones that haven't played
it. Who haven't played it. And all they focus on is that the game has microtransactions, which are 1,000% optional.
Right.
Because the only microtransaction is to get coins to open packs of cards to get new items and new characters unlocked. But you earn coins so quickly in the game that it's not required at all.
Right.
Plus, just getting more and more packs doesn't really benefit you too much.
Yeah.
Because most of the stuff is cosmetic.
Uh-huh.
There's a handful of upgrades in there. And then there's the new characters. But I've said this before on the show that every character, if it has a plus, it also has a minus to make it level.
Balanced.
Yeah. Right. Like if a guy has stronger shots, he'll probably have less ammo or a slower reload. Just it is incredibly balanced.
I believe you.
So
it seemed fun.
Kyle, you need to play it.
Okay, I will.
You need to stop being a boner.
Well, or okay.
You could be less of a boner. $40? Yeah. You could be less of a boner and just get an Xbox One and get the game there so we could play together.
That's on my list of things to do.
Things to do.
Not be a boner.
Not be a boner. Yes. Not be a boner. That's like number one or number two. I haven't quite decided yet.
Number one or number two. You're not entirely sure. Yeah. But at some
number
point,
number one is nap. Number two, not be a boner.
number three,
nap again.
Number three, copyrightdickmode.com.
Oh my God.
Richard Mode.
We apologize to Richard Mode.
I don't. Fuck that
for
guy.
For mocking him.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck you, Dick Mode. You don't know us.
I'm sure he's a nice guy. I would go golfing with Richard Mode.
Why are you so intent on shaking this couch so much?
Dude, I can't. You know I can't help it.
I can't help it either, but you could like put your foot that way. Instead of directly on the couch. I don't want to sleep next to him every night.
You will at MagFest.
Dude, I'm so fat, I take up the whole bed.
It's okay, I'll just lay on top of you. Wait, so does that mean I have to sleep in like the closet?
I don't know who's sleeping like where right now.
I'm already having flashbacks of the other mag. There were people sleeping in our closet. I wasn't sleeping in the closet, but that was because I had surgery done on my shoulders.
Yeah.
So,
like, I had surgery on my back, so
you're getting a bed.
Like, I need a bed, and I can't even, like, when Ashley rolls over and we share a bed sometimes, like, I hurt.
Well, do they have cots there or no?
They do. I'm not sure
if you have to pay more.
Get one?
It's usually $10 per night for cots or more, depending on the quantity of people there.
Right.
Yeah.
So I mean, my answer is it depends.
Yeah.
Then again, with MagFest, what are the odds of people sleeping all at the same time?
Really good.
Bad. They were for us, actually. We all slept at like the same time.
Because when I've done other years, like I had a cot the 1 year, and I only slept in it one night because I would sleep while everyone else was out. When all those boring things like panels and events are happening.
Panels and events? I was just going to sleep during that part.
Sleep through that.
Whatever, man.
Priorities, dude.
Priorities. But,
Kyle, you should definitely not miss MAGFest 13 because...
Don't worry. I'll be there.
I have applied for a panel for the SML Podcast Live.
Yep.
Excellent. Okay. Well, I was planning to be there anyway.
You were planning to be at 8.5 as well.
It's true.
As we have found out earlier in this episode.
It's true.
True. Okay. But yeah.
Really could have given me a little bit more of a heads up on this.
I'm sorry. I fucked it all up.
Oh my God.
It's what, like 20 days? Not even?
And if we can't find a replacement, like, that's going to have to come out of my sister's wedding trip money. Oh, God almighty, Kyle.
Poopy.
You motherfucker.
Poopy McPoop Pants.
To go to PAX, really?
Which PAX is it?
Have fun standing in line for 12 hours to play Hyrule Warriors for 2 minutes.
Dude, I'm media. I can do whatever the hell I want.
You can suck my dick.
Whenever the hell you want.
Which is
included in anything you want.
Is it the one in Seattle? Is that the one?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, PAX Prime.
Prime.
Yeah. PAX Prime.
Now, I've never been to Prime, so I don't know how Prime goes. I mean, don't get me wrong. I actually would love to go to a PAX again. But, you know, when money is an issue, I'm always going to pick MAGFest from here on out. Mm.
Like, I'd be tempted to go to PAX like 3 years ago, maybe.
You honestly, like, it's still cool to go. Like, it is.
It's stupidly expensive for no guarantee of actually having a really good time because of how many people are there. That's why I'm so excited about MAGFest 8.5 is because it's not going to be 13,000 people.
Yeah, I'm actually really excited for this one too because it's going to be a little bit more like I don't want to say toned down because in certain aspects I'm sure it'll be actually ramped up.
Like the parties.
Yeah, like that shit. But as far as like, you know, like hanging out, playing like the old school consoles, having like tournaments, shit like that, you know, because there's going to be less people, like I won't have to fight people to get on a console.
Yeah.
Or I won't have to fight people to get on an arcade cabinet. So, like, that's the kind of stuff that I'm actually, like, really excited for.
Yeah. And there's a very good chance that my Rock Band lineup is going to be in the game room.
Oh, shit!
I told Paul, like, if you guys could supply chords and instruments, I'll bring the console.
Right.
Because, really, that's all that there needs to be.
Yeah, that and the fucking hard drive, so.
Because the way that my TV set... I can't talk. My TV stand setup is...
Yeah, you can't...
I am not pulling the cords out of there.
I wouldn't either.
Fuck that.
I wouldn't either.
So,
and I told
Paul, get cords there, get instruments there, because Paul said he might just bring his own instruments.
Yeah.
Give it a projector and let it go.
Hell yeah, man. I'd be 100% down for that.
I'll probably delete a bunch of the games I have on there, just so I could copy all the songs from the USB drives... straight onto
the hard drive.
Yeah. And also install the disc to the hard drive so it's not spinning the whole time.
Yeah. That'd be smart.
And then I'm going to have to go through the entire list of songs so that I can find stuff that's like only one instrument or two instruments
and
delete them. Despite the fact that that's like all the Chevelle stuff.
You're going to cry on the inside.
I might leave Chevelle on there. As in one of those, I don't give a fuck. I do what I want.
Yeah. You know, you could do that. Because it's yours.
Yeah.
It's yours.
And
you can do what you want.
I do what I want. Y'all don't know me.
I don't, actually. I don't know you at all. You don't know me. Actually, you know what? I know exactly what we're going to do after, like, as I'm exporting the files and like, packing all the stuff up. I want to watch that match that you were telling me about because I still don't watch it yet.
Oh, the Lesnar Cena.
I saw a GIF of him sitting up and laughing.
How amazing was that?
And I'm like, yeah, I need to watch this now.
Yeah, I told you. You have my friggin' network info and you still never use it.
No, I don't.
You're such a shithole.
I know.
So, what have you been playing? Let's get back to the video game discussion on this video game podcast.
Well, I actually have something new to report, technically.
Okay.
I finished GTA 5, that is.
Okay.
That game is fucking long. Like, I didn't even bother doing any of the side quests just because I wanted to try and see if I could just get through the main part of the storyline because I wanted to see how it quote-unquote ended. So I skipped like all of the freaks and whatever they call them, like all the question mark ones.
Yeah.
I skipped them all. Didn't do any of them. Just did nothing but like the street storyline. And holy shit, man. Like at one point, it was about like midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like, I've got to be almost done with this. Like, I'm just going to keep going and I'm going to beat it and finish it up. And then it would be like 2:30 in the morning. And I'm like, shit, man. Like, I got to be almost done with this game. Like, what? Like, like it's got to be almost over. 3:30 rolls around. And I finally beat it. And then I have to sit through the half hour of fucking credits.
Oh, God.
So during that half hour of credits, you know, she was passed out next to me on the couch. So I'm like, here, why don't you like go to bed? I'm going to clean some stuff up, blah, blah, blah. And I just did a bunch of stuff while that was going on to try and, you know, let that finish. But so yeah, GTA was fun. It was very, 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 very good. Lots of stuff that you can do in the game. So it's a very long game. And I kind of enjoyed that. It blew my mind how long the game was. So
nice. How about you, Kyle? What are you playing?
I've been digging deep back into Monster Hunter. Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate for Wii U. So that's been seeing a lot of use.
Nice.
I want to try and like that game. I do. I tried the Wii version. Mm-hmm. Wii version? Yeah.
The Wii version? It was Monster Hunter Tri Ultimate or something.
It was just, I just had Monster Hunter 3 or Tri or whatever. It's the same one that's on the 3DS, I think.
No, that's the 3DS and Wii U. So that's,
no, just Wii, Ultimate. Not Wii U, Wii.
Okay. There was no one on the 3DS then because there was Monster Hunter 3 in Japan and then we got Monster Hunter Tri for the Wii, and then we got Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate for the 3DS and Wii U simultaneously.
What is the difference between 3 and Tri? I thought it was the same shit.
Tri had motion controls, and then for like Gunner and the Blade Mode, the not sorry, Blade
the
Mode.
Blade,
fuckers,
the Blade.
God, no, for the Blade
the,
Master.
The Dick, the Dick Mode.
And it had different monsters to hunt. So you had a couple of different armor sets, but they added some Japanese exclusive monsters into 3 Ultimate. So.
I figured if I was going to actually legitimately give that game a shot, I was just going to wait until 4 came out for the Wii U.
4 I don't think is coming to the Wii U, at least not within the next year and a half.
What's 4 on then?
4 is on the 3DS.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. I thought it was going to be on the Wii U.
See,
no, it's exclusively for the 3DS at the moment.
It's like I wanted to play 3 Ultimate on the 3DS, but without a second analog stick.
Oh my God, dude, that was pissing me off so bad.
They fixed that huge in the 3DS version. Even without the Circle Pad Pro, it plays great.
Dude, I
couldn't play
it
because I tried it. I bought both of them. Amazon had a deal where if you bought both games, you got $20 off. So I bought both versions. I didn't get to the Wii U version yet, so I fired it up on the 3DS. I played for maybe 5 minutes. I'm like, fuck this.
Dude,
I can't do this without a
Circle Pad
Pro.
Stylus to fucking move the camera when you're like swimming and shit like that? Like, fuck.
No fucking way.
As soon as I got to that point, I'm like, fuck this game. I'm just going to get rid of it.
Yeah.
So, and I couldn't, like, I could not find the Circle Pad Pro for the XL to save my life.
Nintendo sold them for a little bit, and then now they're just like, eat a dick.
Yeah.
We don't care about our American audience.
So what's happening is because 3 Ultimate doesn't have online multiplayer on the 3DS, but it does on the Wii U. What they did is they coded 4 to have online
for the 3DS.
Yeah, for the 3DS. So.
Well, I don't know. I would definitely. I kind of want to pick up the Wii U version of Monster Hunter, because I feel like that would be, because you can play with people online on that one, and at least you'd be able to use like the gamepad for some of the shit.
The gamepad's nice for your like map and inventory management. It's not necessary.
Yeah, but I think the reason why I didn't care for it too much is because when I was playing it on the 3DS and when I was playing it on the Wii, it seemed a little too cluttered.
Yeah, I mean, if you can have everything on one screen, but it does look cluttered. So it's nice to have like the division.
Yeah, so that's why I think I would want to try the Wii U version.
Yeah, I use my gamepad for inventory management, and then the map, and then I have everything else on the screen.
You're in inventory management.
Yeah, and I heard that there's a lot of content to that, isn't there?
It's kind of crazy because this is the first time I'm really digging deep into it. Like, I played it last year when the game came out, and I'm like, oh, this is interesting. I don't really think I get it, but it's crazy to think about how much of a ecosystem there is, even in the local in the single player for the game, because not only is there like a story where you have to hunt monsters and protect this village from whatever. I mean, there's an offline online mode where you're ranking up in a guild and hunting monsters and crafting armor, but you're not just crafting armor. There's like a whole series of items that you can craft outside of it that help you capture monsters. It's like, okay, you collect this trap tool and then you get like this electric bug, and then you combine these two items and you make a trap to capture monsters, but you'll need tranquilizers. So what you do is you use this tranquilizer fluid and you use an empty like bone husk that you carve from another monster, and you combine these things, and then you can make tranquilizer bullets, or you combine it with like an empty seed and you make a tranquilizer bomb to put the monster to sleep so you can capture it, or to do extra damage on it, or whatever. Or it's crazy to think about how much stuff there is. I mean, you can also go fishing. You can start your own little farm and grow new items to make more stuff. Like, you combine a potion and honey and it makes a mega potion, and then you combine something else to make another better potion. It's crazy to think about, and that's like, this is just like a small fraction of it. There's so much content.
See, now, and how is the online gameplay on the Wii U?
I think Capcom, their interface is really obtuse, but I mean, it's functional, and it works fairly well for it. It's not as seamless as it could be, which is unfortunate, because what it is, it's like if you can't find a match for some reason, if you search and then it's like couldn't find a match, it disconnects you from the internet, and I'm like, why would it do that?
Yeah, that seems clunky.
So I mean, there's just like a few things that are not really into it. Or if it's like, if you're trying to join a friend's game and their room is full, it's like, oh, the room is full, we're gonna disconnect you from the network. I don't understand why that happens. It's just like really stupid how some of the things are within the game. But I mean, it's more functional than it's not.
Yeah, it's good at least.
Yeah. And I mean, and as far as the game is concerned, it's essentially just like, it's a dungeon crawler, right?
Yeah, hack and action. Not really. Hack and slash.
Yeah, it's more of a arena combat game. Yeah, so it's not really like a dungeon crawler, because it's like, when you go like, let's say you're hunting a Wraithian, which is like your typical dragon in the game. It's like it hangs out in a specific spot. It's either in a cave or at a nest. And it's like, okay, well, you have to go to this place and then fight the monster there. But sometimes, like, it'll get pissed off or weak, and then it'll move to another area, and you have to track it down to this other area. But you can use items to track it down. Like, you can throw a paintball at it, and then it'll show up on your map, and you can follow it that way.
That's neat.
So, yeah, I mean, it's cool, and there's a lot to do. I mean, within it, it's got it has enough content for like 10 games, which is crazy to think about.
Yeah. Yeah, it seemed like the first time I sat down with it, it seemed like there was almost like too much for me to learn too quick.
There's a freaking lot. There's like, I mean, it's taken me more than a year to actually like sit down and learn the game. I had to play with friends to teach me.
And that, I think that's probably what would cause me to want to get into the game a little bit more, is if I had other people to play with, where it was kind of like, yeah, that could show me the ropes.
Yeah.
They could essentially be like, here, do this. Here's why you do this.
Yeah, that's another reason why I haven't really gotten into the game too much, is it just seems so imposing.
Yeah.
Plus, the beginning of the game is like the most verbose beginning of anything ever.
It took
forever to get the fuck out of that opening village and just kill some shit.
Yeah.
And then
if you guys want to play, I'm always up for it.
I don't have it on the Wii U.
It's like $20 now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's I think it's 30 on Amazon, but you can find it cheaper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have the disc, or I'd let you borrow it.
Oh, you have it on your...
Well, I had it on disc, and then they had a sale on the Wii U shop where it was like $20.
It's $22.85 on Amazon right now.
I have no money. Because the next thing, if I'm buying anything gaming wise, I'm getting that Humble Bundle.
Borrow it from the store.
That's what I'm going to get.
Take GTA back and borrow Monster Hunter.
Monster Hunter, try if they've got it. I don't even think he like takes in any Wii U stuff.
Jeez.
Because he just, I don't know, like they never have shit there.
I just got to remember that next time I play, because I think when I traded the game in, I deleted the save file, not thinking I'd ever go back to it. Next time I should not pick like an actual sword. I'll just go with the daggers, because it takes forever to attack with swords.
Well, one of the things that... Okay, so one of the things that you have to learn is that it's... Everything has, like, weight to it.
Yeah.
Like, when you have this huge-ass sword, it's going to take you a while to swing it. There's a faster weapon, the long sword, which is a really long sword.
Imagine that.
That doesn't make sense.
Imagine
I don't
that.
Get that.
Yeah. No, so, just I mean, it's faster than the great sword, but it doesn't have, like, defensive capabilities. So between those two... It's like, okay, you're faster with the longsword, but can you block when you need to?
Yeah.
So each weapon has its like pluses and minuses. Like the difference between the lance and the gun lance. It's like, okay, the gun lance is good for underwater battles, but it makes you really slow. But the regular lance is great for land battles, but you don't have the shooting capabilities of the gun lance.
Yeah, I didn't mess around with too many weapons just because it seemed to take forever to get places there.
Yeah, it's super overwhelming.
And it seems like the weapons I did use were all incredibly slow. And, like, I don't mind, like, when I pick, like, a broadsword over a one-handed sword in a game, I expect it to be a little bit slower. I didn't expect it to be, like, a crawl where it seems nearly impossible to get a hit in because your swing is so slow.
Yeah, and that's one of the things about the game. It's like you have to plan and pre-plan all your moves.
Yeah.
There are ways to like speed up your attacks by putting gems inside of your armor, because you'll have slots, and that's a whole other thing.
Don't
in
call
crafting.
Me a slot.
Yes, you got to put gems inside of your slots.
Giggity.
I honestly, I would love to get a group of people together and play Ragnarok Odyssey Ace online.
I don't even know what that is.
I have that.
I have no idea what that is.
It's similar to Monster Hunter, but it's a lot faster paced.
It's very similar to Monster Hunter. So
what's it for?
PS3 and Vita.
Yeah.
Two things I don't have.
Go fix a PS3 now.
Yeah, I'll have to figure out how to do a yellow light or something like that.
Hmm. I'm not sure what kind of similar games are on the 360.
None.
Because Dragon's Dogma isn't online, is it?
I don't know.
I know they had the pawns that you could trade online, but
the pawns.
What wasn't Dark Arisen online? Dragon's Dogma or Dark Arisen?
I don't remember. I don't know.
Haven't the slightest.
There is no.
No.
There is no online component.
Fart.
Diablo.
Diablo, yes.
Another game we could talk about, which you played for the first time today, is Guitaru Man PS2. And also the PSP, if you could actually find either of them. I have talked about the game numerous times on the show.
As far as rhythm games go, I enjoyed it. I liked it more than like the Parappa the Rappas and
Kick Punch.
Kick Punch. It's all in the mind.
I think the biggest problem with Guitaru Man is it's not a long game. Like there's 10 stages and that's about it. The songs do have some variety, so different sections will change up here and there. The beginning and ending are always the same, but like the attack and defend sections could change up here and there. And then they have a master's mode, which I would say it's a little bit harder, but it is brutally dog shit impossible harder.
Yeah.
It is nuts, nuts, nuts. But, yeah, I figure it's time for you to give that game a try.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I thought it was cool. I think there was... I don't know if it was just some of the parts where it was having trouble recognizing, like, as far as, like, input delay with your TV or something like that, but it was just, like, there was some parts where it was like, I knew I was doing what it wanted me to do.
Oh, I know. It's probably as good as it's going to get on an HD TV.
Yeah.
But... yeah, that's the problem with older games, rhythm games that are very timing based with new TVs.
Mm-hmm.
But
aside from that, I mean, like the concept and everything like that, I enjoyed. I thought it was cool.
How about that soundtrack?
Yeah, the soundtrack's cool. I enjoy it. I think it's cool.
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm not going to make any promises, but maybe I'll work on that song. Maybe.
So I've been playing Risen 3 a lot. I know Kyle inquired my thoughts on it, and you said you played Risen 2 a lot, right?
I played Risen 2 with my ex-girlfriend, yeah. We played the whole thing twice with different characters.
I'm assuming you enjoyed it?
Yeah, I had a good time.
Then you should definitely give Risen 3 a go. Because it's not the prettiest game. It's not the most well-put-together game, but if you've played a Risen game, you already know that they're not the prettiest or most well-put-together games, so you really shouldn't be expecting anything too much different, but it is addictive as hell. There's so, so many quests, so much to do, so much to explore, places to go, and it always comes down to, oh, just one more quest. Let me explore around this corner. Let me go check out that building. And I could spend hours just wandering around and exploring. And it is a blasty blast.
A blasty blast.
Yes.
That's kind of how I felt when I was doing GTA, because it was just like, yeah, I'll do another mission. I guess I'll do another mission. Well, I'm almost done with the game. I guess I might as well just try and finish it off. I like games that can actually like pull me in to that kind of point where I could just be like, sleep isn't that necessary.
No.
Because there's not too many games that can do that for me anymore.
That's Monster Hunter when you actually learn it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's Diablo for him.
It is. It's Diablo. It's like, it's like, maybe I'll do another Rift. Maybe I'll do another Rift.
I saw these achievements about Rifts. I'm like, I don't know what the hell they are.
Rifts are like...
I'm sure I'll find out eventually.
It's endgame content. Yeah. Basically, once you finish...
Endgame cunt?
Cunt-tent. Basically, once you beat the game and you reach level 70, because you really shouldn't be doing any Rifts until you're level 70, you would do bounties. So essentially, like, you go into adventure mode. Once you beat the game, you'll unlock adventure mode.
Okay.
You go into adventure mode, and then in each act, they'll have 5 bounties that are randomly generated that you have to go in and you do. When you complete those 5 bounties, it will give you a Horadric cache, which is like a box that you open up, and then it dumps a bunch of loot onto the ground, and it gives you Rift fragments. And it also gives you Rift... I believe it gives you... Oh, no, yeah. It gives you Rift fragments by opening up the cache. I don't know how the console version works. I'm assuming it's going to be 5. But for every 5 Rift fragments that you use, you can put 5 of them into, I think is Orek, I think is the guy's name. There's this little like obelisk in town that you can click on, and it will open up a portal, and that is the Rift. And then essentially you go in, everything's randomly generated. You go in, you kill a bunch of shit, and then a meter will fill up. And then once that meter fills up, they'll give you a Rift Guardian, which is just one of the bosses, like in very difficult fashion. And you beat him, and then he will give you blood shards. Not blood shards.
Nope, blood shard.
Blood shards. And you can use those to gamble for items with Kadala.
Magical.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get there.
Eventually.
We'll see how Take 3 goes with Diablo 3.
I hope you get into it, man. Like, it's such a fun game.
I was really hoping to get into it on the 360 when I had someone I was going to be playing with.
Yeah. I wanted to play GTA, man. GTA hype was real. It was. GTA hype was real. And eventually when I get an Xbox One.
So in 2019.
And eventually when I get Diablo for the Xbox One.
In 2020.
Then we'll play together.
In 2021.
Yes.
Maybe something like that could be. Someone's calling me to attempt to play Counter-Strike or something. So I'm just gonna
answer the call. Bring him in.
No, I'm just gonna decline. There we go.
Given like, welcome to the SML podcast. How can we help you?
No.
What?
Anywho.
Do we have any email from Zach?
Do we have any emails?
None from Zach, but. I think Randall emailed us. Yes, Randall, the guy who was watching you guys in the Metal Gear stream and you had no idea who it was.
I always forget what his name is, like his online handle or whatever. Like I see that come up and then they start talking and I'm just like, who the fuck? They know who I am. Like, how come I don't know who they are?
Anyway, Randall writes, hey guys, last few podcasts have been interesting, to say the least.
Interesting.
I don't blame you for having to really reach for guests and topics. This summer has been exceedingly slow in the games department, both in news and as a player. I've been hella busy with Beyond Mode 7, his Kickstarter book.
Right.
And basically only have time to turn on the 3DS at night before bed for a half hour or so. I'm amping up, however, for all things Nintendo, from Smash to Hyrule Warriors. I'm on the hype train, woo-woo.
So am I.
Actually, he has in, like, all caps, but...
Woo-woo! There you go.
I hope to grab woo-woo. A Wii U as a self-birthday present at the end of September and start playing games on my big screen more regularly again. What have I been playing recently? Well, as Mr. Henry Jones so interestingly put it in one of his most recent emails, Skyrim has indeed mysteriously sucked me back in for a night or two. While not completely devouring my life like it did 2 years ago, it's been fun to go back and just mess around in-game, make some skills legendary, and get back to leveling up. I really want to take on some of the strongest dragons in the game, but they only unlock after about level 70. When I haven't been doing that, I'm still slowly working my way through Xenoblade. I'm at the end of the game, finally, but damn if side quests don't keep coming up. Gotta finish them all. Hey, that's like me playing Risen. For 3DS, I've been playing A Link Between Worlds on Hero Mode, and damn if it isn't a right challenge.
God, I gotta play that game still.
I love it, and after seeing Ego Raptor's latest sequelitis over at the Game Grumps, I totally have a better understanding of why I love this game so much. Check it out. His righteous ripping apart of Skyward Sword is worth it.
I do love Ego Raptor.
Go ahead.
No, that was it. Go ahead. I just really like everything that Ego Raptor does.
I'm also working on Bravely Default, which I fell in love with after playing the free demo.
You know what? Shut up about the goddamn free demo.
and recently weeded over 75 weeds from my Animal Crossing town. It's been 3 months since I played last. Why don't you just go to the dude in the flower shop and pay
him?
Yeah,
you could pay to have him pull all the weeds for you.
Anyway, hopefully as we turn the corner to September, the gaming news will start to step up and we'll see what's coming from E3/Gamescom, which we did cover Gamescom quite a bit last week. Yeah. Etc. will live up to the always high expectations gamers put on new software. Oh, and what's this I hear about Tim moving to Chicago? Cheers, Randall, a.k.a. Flozak, so Chris cannot remember it's my nickname yet again when I visit either his or Tim's Twitch streams. P.S. Eat a dick.
I will try and remember. I will try and remember.
No, you won't.
I'm terrible with names, dude. It's all about the faces. All about the faces.
Yeah, Tim allegedly moving to Chicago.
We already covered that.
Yeah. I still don't know if it's going to happen.
We already covered that. We're past that. Kyle Gatto.
THQ.
Richard Mode.
Yes.
Any final words for our listeners?
No.
Try again.
Are you really going to stop the show already?
We're like hour and a half, buddy.
A music.
Okay. What?
The new Dragon Force album came out. Yeah.
We're not playing Dragon Force on the show.
You should play Dragon Force.
No, I try to avoid stuff that might get us blocked.
No.
There, we just played Dragon Force on the show.
There you
perfect.
Go.
I'm trying to decide if I want to play stuff from the Tales of Xillia 2 soundtrack.
I love Woozy.
Or Guitaru Man.
Guitaru Man. I love Woozy. I wee wee love Woofy.
What?
You never saw those videos?
No.
The Herman Lee?
No.
I'm Herman Lee and I will shit on your head.
I'm Herman Wee. This is called the belly flop.
I
never really learned how to play guitar. Here's an E minor, a B major seventh. Yeah, I'm just still learning chords.
I am so lost.
I'll show you the video.
All right. So, good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Final words.
Don't eat the beef.
Randall had perfect last words. Eat a dick.
Mm-hmm.